The big question in business, how much worse can the housing market get?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Before we get to the big question, this from the Labor Department. First-time claims for jobless assistance rose last week. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits for the first time was up by 26,000. Some good news, though, is the four-week moving average, considered a better job barometer, keeps falling. Now to the housing market. The price of a foreclosed home keeps falling on average. That's according to a closely watched industry survey out this morning. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us this morning live from Philadelphia to talk about it. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's just say I want to buy a house. What kind of a deal could I get on a foreclosure?
So, Steve, let's say you were in the market for a $200,000 house. Yeah, that same house in foreclosure would sell for about $136,000. And that's a national average. Actually, in California, where you are, it's more like $122,000. And that gap between the price of foreclosures and the price of non-distressed homes is the biggest we've seen since 2005. The other headline we're seeing this morning, and this is all according to this survey by the company Realty Track, fewer foreclosures are selling. 30% fewer were sold this July to September than last year. And here's Darren Bloomquist, who works for Realty Track.
The number of sales is down, but people who are still out there buying specifically foreclosures are getting, in many cases, some pretty good bargains.
All right, Gregory. So why the dropping demand? If prices are so good and the bargains are there, why are people not buying?
Well, there's a lot of caution and uncertainty in the housing market overall. People worry that home prices are being artificially floated by Federal Reserve lending. In the short term, we saw that major home buyer tax credit expire in June. So Americans are just buying fewer homes, foreclosed or not, than they did earlier this year. Looking forward, we might get worse numbers in the next couple of months because of how the big banks have processed foreclosures. The allegation is those banks signed off on hundreds of foreclosures a day without proper legal review. And that could slow sales further because no one wants to bid on a foreclosure if they're going to have to go to court over, you know, who actually owns that house.
All right, Gregory Warner, thank you.
Thanks.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia. A healthcare think tank, the Commonwealth Fund, has a report out today that says the new healthcare law could save people money over time. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The Commonwealth Fund report says health insurance premiums went up an average of 41% over the past 6 years. The report says the new health care law could slow the growth of premiums because states can challenge rate hikes. Kathy Shane is a co-author of the study.
It really gives every insurance commissioner in every state the authority to look at and ask, what are the reasons for these increases? Can they be moderated?
But states aren't required to review premium hikes. The healthcare law does mandate health insurance exchanges in 2014. They could lower prices because they'll increase competition. But Harvard health economist Amitabh Chandra says any savings will be short-lived.
In the long run, spending will continue to go up because insurers are forced to cover every new shiny medical technology that comes along.
Chandra says premiums won't go down substantially until we face difficult choices, like whether everyone is covered for everything. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are higher at the moment. That's as the European Central Bank is meeting today to look at ways to boost the economy. Wall Street yesterday, a big day of gains across the board. The Dow shot up 249 points to end the day at 11,255. Retailers today are reporting some strong November numbers. Costco, Target, and Abercrombie & Fitch said revenue was strong. That bodes well for the holiday shopping season.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The NAACP starts a three-day education summit today in North Carolina. The civil rights group is taking on what it calls the resegregation of schools all over the country. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The NAACP says school segregation is at its worst in four decades. Beth Glenn is the group's national education director.
2 in 5 students of color attend schools that are intensely segregated. These are schools where 90% or more of the students are non-white students.
One reason is the demise of busing programs designed to integrate schools by race. Since the 1990s, the U.S. Supreme Court has limited such efforts. Racial segregation has also led to higher concentrations of low-income students, a problem made worse by the tough economy. Mark Dorison at the University of North Carolina's Center for Civil Rights says segregated schools get fewer resources and attract fewer qualified teachers.
There's substantial evidence that shows that when you have racially isolated, high-poverty schools, the quality of education in those schools suffers.
Several school districts have tried integrating students based on their socioeconomic status. Richard Collenberg is a fellow at the Century Foundation. He says the strategy is legal and effective.
The research never found that African-American kids will do better sitting next to whites. It was always that low-income kids of all races do better in a middle-class school environment.
It's no accident the NAACP's summit is being held in Raleigh, where the Wake County School Board recently ditched its efforts to integrate schools by economic status. The NAACP is fighting that decision. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, the Treasury Department's Inspector General says prison inmates have claimed more than $130 million in tax refunds. The report says the IRS should investigate the money paid to 50,000 inmates all across the country. The tax man says it's hard to determine which returns are legit because some prisoners' families do work and pay income tax. As for the inmates, though, well, how much tax can you collect on cigarettes and plastic silverware? In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Even if the UN climate summit in Cancun comes up empty, local governments are trying to do what domestic and international politicians can't.
I would say the bigger impact of cities is really in this rethinking of how to deal with the issue of climate change and going beyond relying on national government.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Does acting locally add up? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.